Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know about you, but I have been inundated over the last month, and I'm not sure why, with people calling me from strange places trying to sell me things, be it automobiles, ooh, car insurance, life insurance, health insurance, a lot of robocalls. Is this 'tis the season, Rob? Is that the way it normally works?
I think so. And you know what? You mentioned robocalls. Now the most popular one is the call that sounds like a living person, and they're using a very, very sophisticated technology where they even have like responses to non sequitur questions.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I hate it.
They're conjuring us.
But what but you can get those to hang up on you if you just say, "What is today's date?"
How do you, you've gotten enough of these where you study it a little
bit. Yeah, well, right? I mean, I'm sort of a student of it. I don't get as many as I used to because I think I've been flagged and taken off a lot of lists, but I have had a resurgence in sales calls. But what's rare for me is to get a living person. However, it happened yesterday.
And I want to hear your recording of it, because Rob records his telemarketers, which is one of the greatest things in the whole wide world. I don't have the initiative. When I see the same number, for example, from Lakeland, Florida.
I get that one.
I know. Lakeland, Florida.
Yep. And I also get San Antonio, Texas a lot.
It's probably, and they could be completely unrelated businesses because that is a call center where they go out. I don't have the initiative to even pick up the phone and say, don't call me again. That's all it would take. Instead, I press the little button and I disconnect the call.
I have to be in the right mood, and they caught me yesterday. I was actually inspired. Remember yesterday's Audio Vault, the guy who called into a job he didn't have to say he wasn't going to go in? And I was inspired. I said, you know what? If this works out, I'm ready to go.
Right. So, exactly. So you got one last night. What time do they normally roll into
dinner
your
time?
Casa?
This was probably around 6 o'clock. Always dinner time.
6 o'clock, which is just like the worst time
the
phone to ring.
Of course.
6 o'clock, you're there. Most people just getting in from slaying the dragon in the bosom of their own family. Yeah, let me see if they're lucky around D.C., that's for sure.
True enough.
9 o'clock, the worst time to call if you're getting home from a tough day of work. So what happened to your little call?
Well, Mike, it was solar panels.
Oh, nice. The sun's back out.
Yeah, and so they wanted to save me some energy. The phone rang, and this is what happened.
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. Hello?
Hi, sir. My name is Jeff. I am calling you home solar department. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to record this call, okay?
Sir, the reason of my short call, your home qualifies for the latest incentive on solar panels. I believe you are the homeowner.
I am. I own this house and many others.
Okay, and sir, I believe you are living single family house, not a condo home, not a mobile home.
No, it's not a mobile home. It's a mansion.
Sir, we are providing some free of cost information that how can reduce your electric bill up to 70%.
How much does this information cost?
Sir, we are providing some free of cost information that how can reduce your electric bill up to 70%.
So the information is free of cost information?
Yes, sir, free of cost information.
How much does it cost?
Sir, no cost. I believe you are living single family house, not a condominium home, not a mobile home.
I live in a mansion. I told you this.
Okay, and are you still paying more than $100 on your electric bill?
Do you know how much my electric bill was last month?
Here we go.
Okay, and sir, are you receiving any discount from your electric
bill? Stop it for a second. Stop it. Hold it. This is the classic. He is so steamrolling through his
married
script.
Married to his script. Married
doesn't script. Want to divert from his script. He's not listening to your answers.
He's already, it's great because as soon as you told me you were recording, he was like, he mowed on to the next
mowed
thing.
Mowed on to the next
he
thing.
Doesn't
sometimes
care.
If they're slightly more savvy, they might take pause, but here's what I like. Because I'm waiting for the comedy, I want to hear last month's bill. That's what I'm waiting for, but this guy's screwing it up, so I hate him already.
Well, yeah, he's not good. We'll get to the supervisor, though.
Oh! Oh, goody gumdrops.
All right, here we go.
Don't you want to know how much my electric bill was?
Sir, I believe you are still paying more than $100 on your electric bill.
My electric bill last month was $260,000.
Okay, sir, we have provide free of cost information that
don't care.
Can reduce your electric
bill. He doesn't
care.
I think one of the reasons that my electric bill was so high is I heat my home with hair dryers.
We are providing... we are helping some of those owners who pay high electric bills.
Yes, where are you calling from? Where are you?
Home Solar Department.
The Home Solar Department?
Yes, sir.
Oh, does Billy still work there?
Sir, I transfer you a car for my senior supervisor.
Oh,
can you talk to you?
I would love that. Hey, what country are you in?
Sir, I transfer you a car for my senior supervisor.
Can't wait. What's your supervisor's name?
So I get put on hold.
I just booted you.
This is my hold music.
Oh.
Yeah, hi, Martha. This is Francis Lehman, supervisor from Solar USA. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I was just speaking to that other gentleman. Does Billy still work there?
Yeah, he's working here.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tell Billy I said hi. Can I speak to him?
Yeah, I'm the supervisor.
You're the supervisor? What's your name?
Francis Newman.
Hi, Francis. How's it going, man?
Sir, actually, we are just helping you to save your electric bill up to 50 to 60%.
Fantastic. Okay, I have a question. What's the name? Hey, Francis, pump your brakes. I have a question. What's the name of your company again?
It's a Solar USA.
Solar USA. Are you actually located in the United States of America?
Yes.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Florida, Miami.
Miami.
Yes.
Very nice. Good weather down there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And good-looking women, right?
Sounds good.
Right, with bikinis?
You're kidding with me?
I'm not.
You're kidding.
I never kid about women.
Are.
Let us start from the beginning. How can you save me money?
So I'm just qualifying your house on our program, that your house qualifies or not. So that's why I'm saying, are you the homeowner?
I am.
Okay, and it's a single-family house, right?
Yes, and only
Stop,
one family
pause for
lives
a second.
In it.
Yeah. Let's just remember... They're trying, they've invaded you, and
right.
they're trying to sell you, and this guy's got a tude.
Oh, yeah, he does.
This
yes.
guy's got a tude.
Well, he's
they're
the supervisor.
Dicks.
Yeah, oh,
and he's in Miami.
This is great.
Miami.
Miami.
So he
Miami.
Just asked me if I lived in a single-family home. I said, yes, and only one family lives here. So that was
Okay, perfect. So just one last thing, that you pay more than $100 to your electric bill.
Yeah, whatever. That guy that I spoke right. to before, I was trying to tell him, my electric bill is extraordinarily high. Do you know how much I paid last month?
So that's right. I'm asking that
Francis.
You to provide you options that how you can.
Can I call you Frank? Can I call you Frank? Can I call you Frank?
Yeah.
Listen, Frank. Last month, March of 2016, I paid $260,000 for my electric bill.
$1,000 on your electric bill?
Yes.
What are you doing with electricity?
Well, I've got a couple refrigerators. There was 6 executions at my house last month because I have an electric chair, and I have an electric stove, and also I need to tell jokes in my line of work, so I have an electric weenie.
All right. So do you want to reduce it, or...
Well, I mean, 260K seems high, and I'd like to reduce it, yeah. So what's your plan?
What's your
plan? Listen, we can sing together, but we can't talk together. So let's take turns. What's your plan for me?
The plan is that we are our specialists call you back and provide you all the information. And if you put solar panels on your rooftop, you know very well that it can reduce your electric bills.
I'm nervous because if the sun goes out, then what happens?
Yes, obviously. Just because of the sun, solar panels can work for your house.
What about nighttime?
In the nighttime, there is no sun. That's why solar panels don't charge. If they have charged units, it can help you to save your money at the nighttime as well.
Do you think the solar panels will charge as much as my wife at a department store? Am I right, Frank?
Not in the apartment. We are not doing the solar panels on the apartment.
No. I know. I was talking about like a...
That's right.
I was talking about like a credit card. It was a joke. Do you like to have a good time, Frank?
I'm not asking talking about your credit card. I don't need your credit card number.
Wow. Okay, I wasn't going to offer it. I'm just curious.
You have a good credit score. It's more than 680, right?
Oh, my credit score is 679.
That's perfect. It's more than 650, right?
Oh, did you say 650?
Yes.
My credit score is 649.
Then take your middle finger in your
ass. Oh!
Excuse me?
Did he say? Is he cussing?
I believe he just called me a fucking asshole.
Wow.
Fantastic.
And what if the sun goes out?
Wow. He told me to put my credit score in a bad place.
Yeah.
Oh, and geez. Then told me an effing a-hole.
Oh my God.
You should send this to them.
You should save that.
Yeah, and
you know
send
what?
It to them.
You, my friend, now he doesn't think like this, but you could make money with that.
Oh no, I don't think he should make should. No, I think he should.
Do you know what they do, Morgan and Morgan, down here in Florida? I swear
I
to
don't
God.
Know. I don't
if
know.
If you've received unwanted solicitations, they could be worth up to $1,500 a call.
No, wow. I didn't think about that. I was just thinking you should send it to Solar USA to say, is this the customer service?
Yeah, you know what?
I'm thinking a little bit more. I'm thinking a little more evil that he could say he could call somebody or perhaps consult with somebody that would say, are you aware that your employee was, because they're very afraid of litigation.
I'm sure that Solar USA is a kiosk in a failure. Mall. I'm not so sure that it would be easy to find them.
I guess the key is, right,
yeah.
is that if you've got the supervisor telling you to put your
Francis
credit,
Newman?
To put your credit score in a certain bad place.
Yeah. Can you with letters tell me exactly what he said to you?
Yes. Then you can take your credit score and shove it up your A.
Right.
Effing A-H.
Whoa.
Yes.
And by the way.
That's really hostile.
By the way, his name is Francis Newman, like my name is Francis Newman, okay? It's not his given name.
Miami.
The bottom line is when you call the company back, and I recommend you do,
yes.
just make sure the first thing you say when you get on the phone is, hello, Newman.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What's the concern here?
Is sexual?
What sexual concerns happen?
Well, I don't really know where babies come from.
You are 13. He's 13. Have you not spoken to the boy?
I had to explain to you how babies come.
I know, because my mother was illiterate, and she didn't educate me at all. But I don't want him to live through the torment. I was 21, boys, and totally uninformed. Things would happen to me in the downstairs world, and I would go to emergency. I'd say, what's happened? Have I been stung by a bee? And they'd laugh at me. And that's not the kind of thing I want to have happen to you. This is how babies are born. I want you to listen carefully. Papa Mailboy, looks at the lady and says, oh my God, is that Shalimar you're wearing? And you go up to her and sniff. You sniff her intensely. And the next thing you know, there's a writhing and there's a moaning and a groaning, and that's just getting the pants off.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime, and we may answer you, at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673, especially on Wide Open Wednesday tomorrow.
Wide Open Wednesday, Mike. Mm.
Wide Open Wednesday means we take your calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Type you usually about 10 o'clock, boy.
Sure. Ten-ish.
Papa Bear boy.
Our show today brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Yay.
There is no one quite like mom. Is that the truth? And with Mother's Day coming up, you need a great way to show your mom how much you appreciate her. Surprise her with something as unique as she is, Sherry's Berries. Right now, get Sherry's Berries freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or for just $10 more, you can get Doppelberries.
The return of Doppelberries.
Woo!
Nice.
This year, we really, really, really would love to impress the people at Cherry's Berries, so I am urging every member of our audience to get on their pony and get the berries and do it for your mamo. Let's and do it as soon as you can.
Get
twice
on
the berries
early. Yeah, do
for
it.
$10 more, a TMOS exclusive. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the top right corner, and type in TMOS. They are gargantuan. I got mine. They were
before
Mrs. O'Meara arrived, I may have eaten several of them. Several of them.
Did
the
you,
ones I
did
love.
Did you eat the oni, Mike?
The dark chocolate with the chocolate chips.
Oh, yeah.
Lying back on the easy chair.
Yeah.
Just the juice running down my chin.
A bonbon.
They're dipped in milk, white, dark chocolate goodness. They're topped with nuts, chocolate chips, and signature Cherry's Berry Swizzle. And I'll tell you something. I enjoyed every one of them except for the nuts. Because I don't eat nuts. They cause digestive distress for me, so I don't eat them, but I know you can enjoy them. Just pick a delivery day, and you're done. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99, or double your berries, double them for just $10 more. This is an exclusive offer. Do it today. Do it today before everybody gets
it. You can set it up and deliver it right on time for Mother's Day. Yeah.
Amen. Boom, bam. Exclusive offer. Our listeners use the TMOS code, get the doppelberries. Visit berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Now, there are a lot of people doing this. There are a lot of people that are telling you to do this, but put my code in there.
Do it.
Okay?
Do it.
Thank you. That's berries.com. Click the mic in TMOS. This is a limited time offer, and Mother's Day is next week, so order right now.
Mike, I hate to mine your memory, but it's not coming to me.
Yeah.
What was the particular Arby's that Ken Beatrice sponsored?
Will Streeter's Arby's
That's
restaurant.
That's what it was.
So, Oscar, this guy who was the original sports talk guy at WMAL in Washington, D.C., Ken Beatrice, he's no longer with us, and he was the original guy, and we were obsessed with him like we were obsessed with Larry King. All these old broadcast veterans, we were totally possessed by these guys.
Right.
And I got to witness a full-fledged Ken Beatrice meltdown in the press room of the old Capitol Center at a Washington Capitals game.
Oh, no.
Where he was doing his call-in update.
Yes.
And they didn't put him on the air. And it's like, Jesus Christ, Karen, I've been waiting for 15 minutes. And he's wearing like a trench coat and he's a weird guy.
It's so funny you would bring that up, because even after MAL cut him loose, I would occasionally end up at Redskins Park to do stuff when JFK had the Redskins. And you'd see him there in his trench coat, with a handheld tape recorder and a baby mic.
Oh,
I mean, it was almost sad. He was so old school.
There are people in life that it's hard for me to articulate it, but they are, I don't want to say they're obsessed with rules, but they are so
processed,
precise.
Yes.
They are so
proper.
Nuts and bolts. They are so into the statistics. And that's why he was great at what he did. And then, you know, remember all the crap he got about having books of trivia and information that he would read out of. Can you imagine doing that show back in the day prior to the computer era that he was able to pull that show
off?
It's
like having carts.
Yeah.
It was
who
brilliant.
Uses carts?
Yeah. He was brilliant and he was knowledgeable. And what I loved about Ken Beatrice more than anything else was that he would get a 9-year-old kid on and he would talk to him with his sports question just like he was
like
a grown up. And I'm sure that 9-year-old kid
his trench
got off
coat
of that
on.
I knew you were
stop it.
I You're
mean,
so mean.
Can't even look at him.
He would, Oscar, it was
come
the
here,
radio.
Boy.
And he would say, well, hello, Wally. What's your question about the Redskins? And then Wally
Let's
would
go
say,
to Wally
hey,
and Lago.
Who do you think's going to, and you hear the kid go, who do you think's going to be the quarterback this year? Well, I'll tell you, Wally. They've been taking a look at Heath Shula, but, you know, and he'd go on, and I said, that's just so sweet and kind.
And the other thing that he would do that was great, and by the way, all things that we incorporated later on into the Don and Mike show and the Mike O'Mara show, the politeness to the listener. And
that's exactly, we duplicated that.
The next thing he would say, I'm sorry if we didn't get to your call on the ass. Stay on hold. I'll talk to you in the office following the show.
He would take calls in the office.
Like at 11 o'clock at night.
Whoa.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's very
kind. By the way, speaking of phones, so do we have somewhere where we can see if our brand new phone system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Very good. I'm just curious about that. So
you'll get a thumbs up if we're moving.
No, that's not. See, you're pulling back the curtain too far.
What if I made
him
a flash card, a nice flash card with a telephone on it?
They'll call.
Because a thumbs up is vague.
Ducky D, call us.
Ducky D.
I just heard I'm still getting on Facebook. I'm still getting, I just heard condolences on the loss of your mom. So it's not like this is real time, okay?
Mike,
so
I understand the phones aren't an integral part of the program just yet. They will
I understand.
We're
weaving them in. I want to ramp that up. That's why
Well, you can't really ramp that up until we have a certain other part of the program moving.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Process,
Oscar's,
Mike. Process.
Oscar's talking about other stuff. But I like playing with it.
But right now,
it's like a new
let's
toy
just play
and I
with
want
it,
to
man.
Test drive it.
And right now, there is a tiny segment of the population that is likely listening to the live stream. And
yes,
they could
34 people.
The 34 people,
middle America.
And if we get 1% of them calling in, 1/3 of a person,
SDM,
right,
we'll call. Where are you?
Yeah, where are you, baby?
No, stop that. All right, so here it is. I used to listen to these commercials, and he had Arby's restaurants.
Yeah,
which the local Arby's franchise, I think, like in Rockville or something, was a sponsor, a long-term
sponsor. So it was just one Arby's restaurant.
Well, he mentioned the specific Arby's.
The location.
Maybe Will Streeter owned several. I don't know. But he said, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Will Streeter's Arby's Restaurants. And it not only is the food good, but he treats his employees
with
a respect and a consideration that they pass along to you, the customers. Now, that was funny enough because it was just like, you know, you'd go into Arby's on a Friday night at 8 o'clock. You probably wouldn't get that vibe. That was just,
good evening,
that was
sir. How are you? And welcome to WS Arby's.
What a fine sport coat you're wearing. And then he had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
And one of the things you could just tell with Ken Beatrice that probably one of the things that motivated him like a lot of these sports guys. I don't want to take a call.
Oh.
One of the things that but keep him on hold. Is he on hold?
No, they left already. They heard.
All right, very good.
They're
so
busy.
The thing about it is can we put them on hold?
We can, Mike, but if they're just calling for 2 seconds, I can't put them on hold.
Okay, so but anyway. So he would, I think, like free food, and he probably got it free at Arby's.
Yeah.
So it's called payola.
So he's doing the commercials.
Beefola.
After the heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do the commercials, and I'm working off of memory here, but he would say, and now I don't eat the curly fries, and I limit myself to one milkshake a month.
That's it.
He was giving
after
his
the
audience.
Heart attack?
Yeah. He was doing the commercial for Arby's. And explaining his dietary restrictions.
The way he would give the ERA of a pitcher.
Didn't you just tell us you don't eat peanuts in that Cherry's Berries?
That was what made me think about it. That's what brought it on, Mr. Pay Attention.
Yeah.
That's what brought
I
the
thought
whole
it was strange
on.
You even said that. I'm like,
that's why I did the voice, because that's more detail than the audience needs. And the thing about it is, it's so honest that he had trouble saying, I'm going to tell the audience that I limit myself to one milkshake a month.
I hear
and
they're
I
delicious.
Don't eat the curly fries.
I hear they're delicious.
That's right. I hear they're delicious. That's exactly what he said. I don't eat the curly fries. I hear they're delicious. And I limit myself to one. God, what a. I mean, and
this
an
is
American
wonderful.
Original.
Did
it was so special. You have so much sameness right
he
now.
He came
radio.
Out of Boston, didn't he? Didn't he come down from Boston?
He had the thick Boston accent.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Hello. And he'll say, hi, Ken. I want to find out. Is John Riggins?
How many?
He's going to run for as much yards as he did last year. Well, I'll tell you, Brian, what a wonderful question that was. This portion of the Ken Beatrice Show brought to you by Will Streeter's Arby's Restaurant. Now, I don't eat the curly fries, and I limit myself to one milkshake a month, but he treats his employees with a dignity and respect that they pass along to you, the customer.
How many of the berries did you eat? Because there's like three that come with nuts.
Okay. See, Carla, I think Carla chucked them or put them in the. I think she brought them to school. I'm not sure whether she gets them out of it. They're so delicious. She got them out of my upper. I ate the two of the white chocolate.
Yes.
And two of the dark chocolate with chocolate
50%.
Chips. Yeah.
Half the box.
Yeah. I think.
But these strawberries are the size of grapefruit.
I mean, they're cartoon size.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
But I don't eat the nuts because I don't want to deal with that situation. But Shari's Berries passes that along to you, the customer.
They respect, so Mike, they treat their berries with a respect and dignity.
And a dignity that they pass along and stuff like that.
Your transparency, much like Kent Beatrice, I imagine, that honesty is what people are looking for.
Did you point at the white chocolate berry and say, you're next?
You're next in my belly. You know what? Hey, I have a question. Have you guys gotten Shari's Berries recently? Or
Yes.
Do you notice how they've taken off the stem now?
So oh, no, I didn't know.
I didn't even notice.
The ones I got, they took off the stem.
Oh, my God. That's
fantastic. That means you can mainline.
The box looked different to me. It was nice pink.
Always updated. Sure. Always updated.
We love Shari's Berries. We really want our listeners to pay attention to that. But seriously, I really do hope that you will... this enthusiasm for the berries, not the ones with nuts, but I hear they're wonderful, will be passed along to our listeners.
Yes.
Who can call me at any time.
In the office?
920-MORE. No, I will not take calls in the office. All right? But I will read everything that Jeff Clark posts on my page. I want to talk about him when we come back.
Okay.
Jeff Clark. Jeff Clark. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the More Broadcasting Monorail System, our highway in the sky to the podcasting kingdom. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Pony, thank you. We're circling the O'Mara-created 7 Podcast Lagoon. Rising on the opposite side is Mike O'Mara Castle and the TMOS Mountain Range. Big O's Mountain in Latin Land, and Rob with 2 B's Mountain in the Land of Yesteryear. On the right-hand side is Tony Perkins Lodge, where you might run into an obscure B-list celebrity at any moment, or shop at Gary Stein's T-shirt Trader. Just beyond there is Drunk and Drunky, I mean Cake and Cookies, open at least once a month. If squabbling and screaming is your thing, then you'll find all kinds of fun right next door at Rob and Joe's. We're now entering the O'MaraCast Resort. On the Marcus Serta Concourse, you can dine on a heaping plate of corn rehashed with Mermelstein. Kosher, of course. Just below, you'll find the first few feet of Political Persuasion's walkway, which will someday lead directly to the bottom of 7 Podcast Lagoon. While you're at the Podcast Kingdom, plan a spin on the carousel of Tech 411, spotlighting everything that makes up the great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. On behalf of the cast of the More Broadcasting Network, we'd like to welcome you to the Podcasting Kingdom.
Please stand clear of the doors.
Thank you to Sam Walker, who made that beautiful promo.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Indochino. It used to be that a made-to-measure suit was only for rich guys.
Rich guy.
Rich guy. No more, thanks to Indochino. Made-to-measure suits are now affordable and available to the masses. And exciting. It's the most enjoyable consumer procedure I've ever gone through. It's so much fun getting a made-to-order suit. Indochino is reinventing men's fashion, and made-to-measure suit is the best suit you will ever own. So, suit up.
Yeah.
You can get a one-of-a-kind custom suit that will have you looking and feeling like $1 million. I got mine. I do love this suit. I even got the fancy lining.
Yes.
Kind of a, my suit is a... is kind of a slick color. It's a dark blue, but it's got a gray interior with some polka dots, and
I love
it's got
that.
My name in it. They actually included that in the suit as well.
So don't
and
anybody
totally
steal
customized.
It. No one right. steals it.
Well, no, it's just they gave me the opportunity to put some initials
it's
in there,
of the process.
I did it. It's fantastic. It's what the big guys do. 14 unique measurements can go into making a suit that fits you perfectly. Can't go wrong with a custom-made 100% merino wool suit. Indochino also has made-to-measure dress shirts and men's accessories. Today, listen to this. TMOS listeners can get any premium suit for just $399. $399. That is a 50% discount at Indochino.com when they enter the TMOS code at checkout. Plus, shipping is free. There is no reason not to try your first custom-made suit with a deal this good. Plus, a suit classic from their premium collection will look good, feel good, and the most important part, it will last. You can wear it for years. That's Indochino.com and the promo code TMOS for any premium suit for $399 and free shipping. Indochino, your look, your way. And I do. I love the lining. Yeah,
nice.
I don't think
it's
about
fancy.
That. You get to pick it out. When's the last time you were able to like look at that? Yeah, I want to pick it out. I want it to be special.
That is so cool.
Welcome back to the show. Yeah, so Online. I get alerts on my phone.
On the air.
Online and I get alerts on my phone regularly. There are, Rob, I know you found this.
What's that?
There are certain individuals that almost on a daily basis provide us with links, right?
Yes.
Almost every day.
Links.
Sometimes so
several
so
times a day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at June 20th, 2015, June 24th, 2015. I'm moving down here to June 24th, 2015 again.
Is this on your wall down, or is this in
this
the form
a
of a
message,
private message?
Facebook private message.
I wish no one ever sends me links.
June 27th again.
Jerks.
I'll send you.
Let me see. There are days. This is July 6th, and I go down. Now I'm just gonna scroll.
Maybe I'll get like two a week if I'm lucky.
I'm gonna scroll.
You send me really? More links than I send you.
Yeah. You never send.
All
me.
Right. Well, I think you're busy.
No, but I like to see things.
Or I'll send you a thing, and you can see something.
Send me something.
Yeah.
Why does this say Tuesday at 1:15 p.m.?
What do you mean? Like your most recent?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Well, today is Mike. You've got a time machine.
Wow.
Because it's really Tuesday.
Yeah, this isn't bad. March 29th. No, that's not bad. So I'm not going to throw them under the bus.
Okay.
But I get a lot of them, and I really love people that send me lots of links. But when I get these alerts, it just sometimes gets insane. And
you could turn them off.
Mentioned, yeah, I know. I could.
But
turn
even
off.
Even if you're checking your private messages,
I feel like I won't be connected if I turn them off.
If you check your private messages on your phone and someone sends a link without any sort of explanation, sometimes the little thumbnail that comes with it is not enough of an explanation, and then you don't know what you're clicking on or if you've
but
seen it.
Don't
or anything.
You like discovering it
sometimes? But if it's something that I've seen 50 times already,
look,
then I'm a little bitter.
I am one guy that gets no links except for maybe one or two a week if I'm lucky, and they usually come from maybe requests. I said, hey, can you send me a link to that? Somebody
Jesus,
write
you
right?
get one or two a week? How can that be possible?
Well, because they don't. Well,
listeners
hate
him.
It's impossible.
I'm not driving
it's
the
impossible.
Show. Mike, I'm not driving the show. They're probably sending it to you for show content. That's what,
but
I mean,
I don't want to burst any bubbles here, but I well,
that's
I,
what
I
put, I'll take them, send them to me.
No, I like them. If you're gonna send me stuff, put you know, oh no, I shouldn't say this.
What either. Oh, be careful.
I don't like getting it in a private message.
Mike doesn't have time for you.
No
send
no,
them
stop
to
that.
Me
no, shut up. I don't, it's not that I don't have time. It's that getting them in a private message is cumbersome.
Post them on his wall.
Yes,
so everybody can see them.
Or on the show page wall.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Then you're getting the word out.
Yeah.
You then see, everybody ladies and gentlemen, my brothers in arms here are busting my balls. Yeah.
No.
You
are so famous and so in demand.
All right,
no,
now he's
you
busting
are,
you
your balls.
Just
you're
don't
busting
have
my
time.
Balls. Now you're
for
busting my balls.
Our wonderful listeners.
No. I don't.
So the private
like,
message
I don't
should
like
just
links.
Be.
I don't like links without an explanation. I've
no,
never
I
sent
agree
a
with
link
you there.
Without an explanation.
Yes. Less than 140 characters, please.
Links without an explanation requires the. You know, the assumption that I'm going to be all in on what they're saying. I'd rather have something, you know, if it is posted on a wall, it usually has a heading and it's formatted in such a way.
Yes.
If it's sent as a message,
could,
it's, you know,
could
blue
be malware.
Letters.
Could
and
be
you don't
malware.
Know.
Oh, my
you
God.
Never
it could
know.
Be
oh.
malware.
How about this? TMOS LOL and then the link. Because then we'll know we're supposed to laugh at it. Then it's something that's pertinent to
but
the
what
show.
If it's something
I'd
that's
like
just
to take, turn his microphone off. Turn his microphone off.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Pleasure. Done.
Yes. He is not a part of this discussion anymore.
So, Mike, what you're saying is that if you have a link and you send it, the private message is not for, like, you would just like your private messages to be what, like fan letters?
Let me put it in.
Should I turn my mic off too?
Sure.
Okay.
Now all you have is
I can
Tony.
Still hear right, there are hear other microphones mic. Open in the studio.
How do we want to do this, Mike?
You and me, Pony. You and me. Rob, you've said before, turn your microphone back on. Yeah. You've said before that you don't like just getting the link without the explanation. Look
I
at
hate
Rob's
it.
Face. Rob's like, how can I bust his balls?
No,
got
not
that
at
whole
all.
Demeanor going,
not at all.
You, Rob.
You have misread
your
me.
Smirk.
You have
I
misread
smirk.
Me. You have absolutely misread me. I agree. And
you
know
have
what?
Said it yourself that getting a link without
it's
an explanation
horrible.
In a private
and
message
I get
is
the
a
most,
pain in the ass.
And I'll say I probably get more than anybody because the link being sent to me, They always say, oh, this is going to kill in the audio vault. And then it's some sort of silent piece of audio of someone crashing their bike. And I have to explain, this is not good in the audio vault because there's no audio.
I've said
And the thing about links, though, the thing here, this I can explain it better and maybe not leave myself open to the ridicule that I have just experienced. This is the way I want to put it.
Okay.
When I have a Facebook message from a friend, I actually like to read something that somebody wrote and exchange with them. That's fun for me. When I get a link, it's just like there's
impersonal.
It's totally impersonal.
And there's no way to interact, no way to engage.
And that belongs on a page.
It's almost rude.
It is almost rude.
Think about it. We never would have written Rick D's and just sent him a link, right? It would have been, hey, Rick, love the show. Maybe you'll find this entertaining. Or something like that.
Or you know what's best? Like, you know, if they say just a link, that's no good. But if someone says, I don't know if you've seen this video of a young man that thinks he's Elvis Presley.
Yes.
Just give us a thumbnail.
Hi, Shadow. Love the show. Shadow Stevens.
Yes, yeah.
Let me give you this one. Let me give it. Right. Did you read the post from Jeff Clark?
Jeff Clark
that was sent to, hold
in,
on. That was sent to you, to me, and to Surf as well.
He...
Did you read it? I'm asking you a direct question.
Do not include
did you
another
read it?
DJ at the same time.
Because you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive.
Did you read it?
Doubtful.
Or did you lie about reading it?
I probably just said that I read
you
it.
You lied about reading it!
Yeah, I did. I did. Very likely. Jeff Clark is a great guy for music clips and stuff like that, and that's why a lot of times I get circled in the group with him.
Mike
and
O'Mara
Surf.
Here. Send that stuff to Rob. Please do.
Thank you.
Please send that stuff to Rob.
That'll help fill the empty hours.
So you didn't.
I mean, look, you know, when was it?
Surf read it. No, you didn't comment on it. You didn't comment.
Did Surf write back?
But yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
But the thing about it is he wrote this long thing about Prince that I thought was from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a quote from another artist.
Oh, okay.
Talking about Prince, and it's... It's just confusing.
Did he write back,
man.
Have a boss birthday?
Are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it right now, yeah. Jeff says a lot of stuff.
Do you see what I'm talking about? Okay, so you read that, and I read it. I read the entire thing because I thought, oh, my God, this is a guy that had a personal relationship with
Prince. Yeah, they're
friends. I didn't know.
Mm, yeah.
And then at the very end, it says, you are everywhere, Elisa Fiorillo. So I guess that was a music artist.
Yeah, or someone associated with Prince.
But it's not that guy.
Right, and it gave the impression that it was.
It gave the impression it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was confused. But there are also a lot of links that I get you. Now, when you say he's a great music guy, you tell me more.
Yeah.
Because,
like,
see,
for
you
example.
Pretend about... you don't know, but Rob knows these guys backwards.
Yeah, they're mobbers.
There is a very, very common thing that will happen is he will send a link, and he did, for example, he sent the link of Bruce Springsteen doing Purple Rain. I had already gotten it, but he sent the link, and he included in the message himself, of course, me and Surf. And you know what? He sends a lot of stuff like that. But there's a lot
do you
of
not
stuff.
Want
like
it?
That. No, I do. But
because
essentially,
it would actually help you with your job.
Every time someone sends me something, it helps me. But if it's something that I already know what it is and I've already got it.
I like it when Oscar starts out like really mellow. Like it's like a shark that's circling a raft out of the water. It would essentially help you. This is how the progression would work.
But
it essentially helps you do your job. It essentially helps you do your job so you don't have to.
But I reserve the right to A, delete without reading or seeing if I know it's something that isn't going to be appropriate or something we've already used.
Yes. You don't write a thank you?
Sometimes I do. I would say 75% of the time I at least say thank you and acknowledge.
Oscar, you're included in some of these too.
I mean,
occasionally where it'll be you, me, and Rob will get somebody sending one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I've made myself clear. I love... Like a personal exchange with somebody.
Dear Mr. O'Mara.
Or you know, like, hey, I noticed that this happened. Yes. What do you think about? Or a great example for me. I mean, I got some wonderful notes of condolence from people, and it was real interaction. When I get a link,
what am I, Mike, supposed to do?
You actually get show content, which I would love because it'd be fun to watch because I don't get to see all the stuff that you guys get access to because I don't get into the prep service.
If I opened every link, it would be a tremendous amount of show. That is true. And I will give you that. It would be a tremendous amount of show content.
And then, two, what I get is, hey, I see that your left eye in a flash looks a little off. That may be cancer. Just a heads up.
But they don't have a cancer link?
No.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, thanks, man.
No, but I think what's valuable here, Mike, you've said something valuable. Links are best posted on walls.
Because you can you get a complete assessment of what it is.
Exactly.
And you choose to make the call. When you get it in that's a great point. When you get it in a private message, you don't know whether you want
especially
to occupy that that moment in time. And, you know, we all work at a pretty fast pace.
If you're checking it on your phone, you don't see anything because it's tiny.
And I get them on my phone.
Yes.
Get the
what we should do is this. One, I don't think we should discourage anybody from sending anything because, really, the idea that people are engaging with us is wonderful, right?
And it helps me really stay
it
about
is,
2 days.
It's the last thing
please
I should
clarify.
Do is bitch about it.
Please clarify.
But I'm clarifying that is the absolute truth. It is links sent in message form. When I get messages, I want them to be that. I want them to be, please send this to me and do it. If you really think something, putting it on a wall, I have no problem with that.
Love
that's
that.
That's cool if you feel strongly about it.
Sheer panties.
Sheer panties.
I did not expect to hear that today.
I'll throw that on your wall.
That on his wall. He'll like that.
Let's see what Bill Lukens shared here.
Oh, okay. Now that's a name I'm familiar with. Mm-hmm. I see him bouncing around on Facebook.
These are all your
peeps. They're mobbers.
I wouldn't say
you
he's
know
a mobber.
All these because these people are on it every day.
But I see
for
their names.
Hours like you.
I see their names.
That's why you say. But I got a link.
Okay.
And it says all I see here is # happy cousin. Shall I open it?
Yes.
Shall I open it?
Share,
let's see.
Please.
This is just completely random.
Incest. Okay?
Cousins. Mm-hmm. It's probably not incest.
Wincest.
Oh. Happy cousins.
Wincest?
This is from laughingcolors.com. Cousins are connected heart to heart. Distance and time can never break them apart.
Oh,
Happy Cousins Day.
That's sweet. Yeah, then you're done. You're done. Now you're done. You've seen it. You're good to go.
I'm Santana, put your head up against the screen. There.
You got to point a little further over there.
Isn't that kind?
That's
good. Are you cousins with Bill Lukens?
I'll kill you right now. This is what I want to be in that studio. Okay.
Mike, are you cousins with Bill Lukens?
No.
Then he should go himself because there's no reason.
Oh my God.
There is no reason to send you cousins.
You don't see it. You're like, cousins.
Well, you think that's where he's going
with
it?
Yes.
Mm, yeah. It's vague. Probably.
Yes. But, okay, probably. So here's how he fixes it. And I withdraw that horrible word. I'm sorry that Diego made me say that.
Why don't you go work to Solar USA?
But here's Mike, what if he had just, with that message, wrote cousins, all capital letters with an exclamation point, and then sent the link.
Well,
then it becomes okay.
He's giving you the
not
joke.
Not for me, it doesn't.
He's giving you the joke.
Well, he's making, you know, but if you don't see the joke, there is no joke. If a tree falls in the forest and no one is there, is there a joke? Bill Lukens, tell me.
You know, there are certain people that post in messages and certain people that post on my wall.
Yes.
And let me take this opportunity to say hi to our good friend HPS. What a lovely, I know you like him a little thick down there. HPS. Man, you've outdone yourself today. Is that Kim K? She looks like Kim Kardashian.
I've not seen today's post.
Would you like to check it out before we go to break?
Sure.
Just like
yes, please.
Is that Kim? That's not Kim Kardashian, is it?
I don't know that my father would stoop to a Kardashian level for the post.
Let's see. Similar look. A very similar look.
Just I don't know. I think that is that might be a cousin.
That's a good way to get Rob Spiewak saves us going to break. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Close the shop, sold the house, bought a ticket to the West. Oh, God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. This portion of our program brought to you by Stamps.com. Mailing and shipping, such a headache.
Oh, the worst.
Oi. Going to the post office takes way too much time out of your day, and leasing a postage meter, that's too expensive. Luckily, we do have a better way. We've been telling you about this for a good long time. You should know by now that Stamps.com is the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you're going to get the postage you need the minute you need it, right at your own desk. Use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Avoid those horrible trips to the post office. And you can do it with Stamps.com at a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. And you'll get special postage discounts that you can't even get at the post office.
Right.
Save at least 50% compared to a postage meter, and you avoid those time-destroying trips that we all hate. We've used Stamps.com for years. We adore it. Right now, use our code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again, ladies. Just all bad. So I just wanted to clear that off the plate. I just wanted to make sure that you're absolutely right. I adore the fact that people engage and that there's feedback, and I like it. I check Facebook every single day. I check my messages every day. I look at my fan page every single day for the Mike O'Mara Show. I love that. I enjoy the interaction. But what I like in personal messages on Facebook is personal messages from people.
Yes. Understood.
Where I exchange or you exchange with me, that's what I enjoy, and I have done it thousands of times, and I like that. And believe me, when I was going through what I was going through, it was really wonderful what people wrote. And
it's a lost art, a letter.
What's that?
People should write your letters.
I'll tell you, yep. I got, where did
give
I
give out your one? Address.
I got.
You can send it to the P.O. box.
I got a thank you letter from, I think, maybe my my nephew's wife, and I've gotten those. It is a lost art. You never see it. A handwritten note.
Yeah.
I got a lot of cards from people.
Cards.
Our old friend CK at WJFK sent me a wonderful personal note inside a card that I thought was really
sweet.
Really, really terrific. And it's old school. It's appreciated.
Sure.
But as I said, just the link. It's like, here's something I find interesting. You should too. That's the attitude. Am I wrong about that? Here's a link. I think it's interesting.
You know
Bam,
what? It's,
I'm giving
it's
it
worse
you.
Than that. It's like leaving a cake on someone's porch. No explanation.
But
never
you guys
had that
love
thrill.
Cake.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I've never had that thrill.
No, but I mean, it's like leaving something on someone's porch with no explanation.
What? By the way, since we're on the subject of cake, and yes. We always pivot when it's cake.
Pivot.
Sure. Yeah.
Where do you line up on the Costco Tres Leches cake?
I think it's Tres not Leches. One of their best efforts.
Yeah. Okay. Carl and I have been having a little bit of a debate about the Tres Leches.
It has
cake.
A sort of, you know what?
She may have had it at a particular restaurant.
Ah. I'm not a big Tres Leches fan.
You know what? I know exactly what happened because he buys the pie, too. Their apple pie is better than the Tres Leches cake. But I remember trying the Tres Leches.
What do you mean you'll like it?
Oh, well, you know, it's an extra big slice.
No.
Well, you know, they focus on the wings.
They do. They focus on the wings.
Yeah, but he's not really secretive about it either.
No, he lets you know that he gets his desserts sometimes at the big box.
But the Tres Leches cake
guys
to me
are the worst friends ever. Yeah. All he does is give and give and give.
You're
and
right.
All
you're
do
absolutely
is
right.
Slash and burn.
I do it out of love.
Salt.
I do it out of love and fun.
Sure.
Hey, I already told you that's where I'm going to be Sunday at Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
I'm going to be there with her.
Maybe
won't try the cake, but thanks for everything else.
Maybe we'll have the apple pie.
Hey, wait. I'm on the other side, though. I like the Tres Leches cake.
Really?
Carla,
you don't think it has an underlying sort of Play-Doh taste?
Carla says it's not a pure Tres Leches cake.
Well,
and so we have two Hispanic individuals
in
our crew.
You're in Herndon, Virginia. You're never going to get the Tres Leches you get in Florida where the people are, I mean, they are as Latin as they come.
Careful.
When they
all right, you have to be very careful with this, Oscar, because if I'm not mistaken, the Tres Leches cake was invented by the Carnation Milk people to sell milk. I don't think it's, and I don't think it is a genuine Hispanic dessert.
Look it up.
I will
look
check.
It up. Let's get.
It's flan and Tres Leches.
Oh, I love.
I grew
flan.
Up with it.
I love flan.
My mom
makes
both.
So the Tres Leches cake, the best one that I've ever had is sold not in a full cake size, but a little dessert size portion at Guapo's.
Really?
Guapo's. Have you ever tried the Tres Leches cake at Guapo's? It's to die
Mike,
for.
They actually
yes.
import like FOB immigrants to make that tres leches cake. They have to because it's
Guapos?
So, I've had it. It is authentic.
It's
authentic.
Absolutely, yes. And it's this is the only way I can really describe it. Yeah. It's super same way I would describe my movies. It's super wet.
Yes, oh, it's soggy.
Right?
It's like a sponge.
It's sponge.
It's like a
it's
hard
like soggy.
Sponge.
You've got
and
it exactly
way,
right.
And that's the way it's supposed to be made. It's not supposed to be
not
dry.
It's supposed
Mike,
to be
right?
spongy.
The cake is popular, and it is a sponge cake. And yes. popular in Central and South America, North America, and many parts of the Caribbean. The origins are disputed. However, the idea for creating a soaked cake is likely from medieval Europe. But I was
medieval?
Half right.
Medieval.
Medieval Europe. I was half right. It was popularized in this country because the recipe appeared on Nestle condensed
milk
in the 40s.
I've been sent, not pushed, but sent to the grocery, a giant, to pick up condensed milk just because my mom was whipping up a tres leches cake multiple times.
Does she make it?
She makes
it. Does she make it?
I bet it's great.
Is it incredible?
Yes. It's like like you said, like a moist sponge.
Yeah, it holds
okay.
a lot. Almost
right.
like
this
a rum
is,
cake should hold a lot of rum.
This is perfect. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect pivot right now because I wanted to focus on Oscar's world. He's getting ready to move to Olney.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to move to Olney,
Welcome
Maryland.
Me back. See you at the Green Turtle.
Now, this is all, and I'll lead back up to the Tres Leches because I don't want to. You know, put your mom out, but
it's cool,
man. If she could whip one of those out,
yeah, maybe.
Or if you prefer, Mike, I could just swing by Costco.
No, don't care for that. Because Carla said it's not authentic, and I think she's right. It's not authentic.
What if you brought a tres leches Costco cake to Jimmy's?
Yeah. Oh, like people that bring wine to steakhouses. Right. You could have your own dessert locker.
Here's your weekend. Here's your Friday night. But anyway, I have a question. So you are now. You've rented your
yes.
place in
yes.
Glover Park.
Yes.
And you are preparing to close on your place in Georgetown.
My new place, yes. Mm-hmm.
And you are waiting. How
Still
long
up
is the
air.
Waiting period?
It's sort of amorphous, is it?
There's no. So that you know how
you
they
mean like you might be left without a place to live and you're going to have to live in your mom's house indefinitely?
I would say at the most 60 days, at the least probably 30. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
So 2 months.
They keep on asking for papers from my father, and
right,
he's in Latin America, and
I'd
he
like
doesn't know how
to
use
for the closing.
For the closing. Okay,
I'd yeah. like to send this message out to Shannon. Shannon, welcome to Dream World.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's...
Hi, Oscar. This is Mr. Banker from the Buy a House Place. And is there three milks in that cake?
Well,
we're going to need to see a paper.
Well, because they have to establish a money trail, right? And my dad.
Let's start
it,
from scratch. Hold on,
Columbo.
Oscar has Oscar is in the process of purchasing a new place in Georgetown.
Yes,
a new 200-year-old place.
You have already moved out of your. You're moving
already,
out of your place
yes,
in Glover Park.
We the movers come on Thursday, and they will take everything out and put it in storage.
What else is not? What has been packed and what remains out?
Everything has been packed.
All the tiny shirts.
Yes. The only thing they'll take the furniture and they'll take the boxes.
Was there a time when you anticipated that maybe you could do this? And move right into your place down there?
No, because as far as the bank is concerned, they want a renter already in place.
Oh, so part of your approval
yes.
for your loan is based on the
income.
Tenants
that being
in the
off
place.
My plate and having
okay.
a lease and
okay.
tenants
And it's
in
tricky.
There.
You know, it yeah. is tricky when you're in that situation
you
to
know,
time
not,
it exactly
not,
right.
It's tricky.
That's right.
It's tricky.
So my father had to, my father's really, you know, I'm lucky enough for them to help me out
sure.
with his home. And he had to send a gift letter that is certified and has all the bank information and the bank account information separately.
Is he co-signing for you?
Well, yeah. Well, he's basically buying the place. To be fair, right?
All right. So,
yeah,
so he's
yes.
kind of like he's giving you, he's loaning you the money.
He's
and you're
not.
Paying him
yeah.
Back.
I mean, this will be if a bank wouldn't give me this loan. It's a family loan.
There are a lot of moving parts.
Yes.
Is what you're saying. There are
but
a lot of moving.
Parts.
Well, welcome to the new financial reality of everybody in America. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the way
so,
it works. You know.
He. But the mortgage company needs to certify that this is like real money. This isn't like drug money or cartel money or terrorist money or anything like that.
Drug
right?
money is real money.
No, yeah. as soon as I said My dad's in South America. He's doing an international wire. They said, all right, here's a stack of paperwork that's going to have to come with that. So there's no problem with the getting the paperwork done. The problem is my father doesn't know how to fax. Because faxes things, half the paper comes up and things are missing.
And is he faxing from like his home down
there? Yeah, he's got like a dot matrix down there. It's just, it does not come out clear.
Hello, Oscar. We are having some trouble in that I am not finding any heat-sensitive paper.
But I know.
I need a 400-yard roll of heat-sensitive paper.
I know what you're talking about because that's what he has.
Oh, no!
Yes!
Oh,
you mean he's still got the paper that rolls
yes,
out of the fax?
Yes, that rolls that comes. With the fax machine, special paper. That's like a big sticker.
Oh my God! So
I will fax you after the machine warms up.
Have you personally met the sellers down in Georgetown?
They have kept us separate. We have not met them. We have talked at length.
Did they have to fill out paperwork?
No, they have not.
Are they savory people?
Yes. They the gentleman owns another home in the area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. So this is
because I would say if they met Oscar, great impression.
The seller, it's not up to the seller; it's up to the mortgage company.
Right.
They want all this proof and paperwork. Okay. Right. So my father comes up with a new bet. He goes, Oscar, I figured out I could send you pictures of the paperwork through WhatsApp. And I said, sending me a text message, Dad. So he sends me four text messages of these gift letters. I bring them to the... I was like, look, my dad's very foreign.
I love when he says that.
He sent these text messages, and they're like, we can't take JPEGs, sir.
Oh, no. So where does it stand now?
So
he has to go to El Kinko's.
Yes! I have found a place in... La Paz, Bolivia, that does faxes, copies.
They also make keys. They sell ice cream sandwiches. This place does everything.
And notaries. And I said, Dad, I found this on Google. It's close to your house. Can you just take him there and send him?
Is he going to go? Is he going to go there?
He said he would go, but he is not in La Paz right now. He's in Argentina. So,
okay.
Yeah,
all right. I get it.
So I said, so we're moving on Thursday. When do you think you could do this? He goes, well, how about next week?
Yes. How about it?
You know what? God bless him. I'm at the end of his timeline.
He's helping you out, and that's cool.
I get to move home, and my mom is super excited for that. Super excited, as she said that she's changed the sheets on my bed, and the room is ready to go.
She's going to need to change them after you get there. Mm-hmm. Our bed now?
Oh, yeah, it's our bed.
Are you gonna be in your room with your bride to be?
Yes, I will be. But my mom is very strict, and she in Spanish.
She's not gonna like Shannon and you coming down in your jammies.
Oh, if you've got time to lean, you got time to clean, Mike. And there's no lounging around my house. And I said, Shannon, you know that Kindle you love reading? Don't do a lot of that when Mama Santana's around.
Yeah. Oh, so you're thinking about the actual idea of both of you sharing your premarital bed in the home. She's okay with that?
We're already engaged, Mike, under the Lord's eyes.
So your mom's cool
with
that.
We're close enough.
What your mom is not cool with will be if your lovely fiance turns it into Chateau Relaxo.
Yeah,
if she pulls a Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Do you have a television in your bedroom at your house?
I do not, Mike.
Shannon reads the Kindle. That's what
that's all. She might as well be a television. First,
so
she's reading the Vampire
Diaries.
Shut the
door. She can shut the door and relax. This is going to be hell for her. 30 days or 60 days.
60 days.
Well, what
60 days, Jerry.
She loves my mom's cooking, so I said, hey, we're going to have a great meal every night. And the commute isn't going to be as horrible as I think everybody thinks
it's
going
to
be.
How many miles is it from Olney to the studio?
It's only 14, but it does take about an hour on the low end.
Mm. Do you think he's going to be earlier or later?
I'll have to be earlier. Because I'll have to leave much earlier.
The fact that there's one, because I'll be honest with you, I mean, this is an irrefutable fact, is it not? When you are the person that's closest, you are the person most often that's late, right? Because you assume you're going to be able to make it without any problem.
It's going to be easy, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's usually what happens.
So it is this weekend you were off to...
So I looked at Shay and I said, Thursday night is my last night in this condo. And she said, so?
She said, I said, don't care.
I'm sorry, I'm a little sentimental. This is the last night. And she goes...
First place you ever bought,
yes.
Right?
Yes. I was like, this is it. This is like,
but you're still going to own it.
It doesn't matter. It's the last night you get to sleep there,
you
right?
You can move there after the divorce.
No. That's another thing. We finally got the draft of the prenup in. And
good going on that one. Way to go. Has she reviewed it?
I have given it to her.
Wow.
Hey, let me ask this question.
Sure.
Okay? And I'll be very delicate here. Please. She's going to read it. Is she the only one?
Well, I told her, I said, you should get a lawyer or your family lawyer from your parents to take a look as well.
What you should tell her, yes. Is she going to be the only one who's going to look at it?
I don't think so. Why?
Just curious. You know, just looking ahead. These are the conversations that you have. You know?
It was really awkward with me and Carrie in the prenup. I still haven't signed it.
Well, and look, this may be heartless, but it's something that I had mentioned to her before.
Right.
She had brought back up, and I said, look, if you're bringing it back up, let's just get this over with, right?
Let's get it done, and just make sure she doesn't read the childhood bedroom clause.
It's very favorable, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah. So is mine. So it's mine. By the way, mine, you know. There's nobody after Carla. That's the bottom line with me, okay? Mm-hmm. So I got to be on my best behavior, and the Jenner's back in town, okay? That's why I got to go through weigh-in every day. I'm back to going through weigh-in, and I have to walk a mile today.
Fighting weight, Mike. Fighting weight.
Bad hip. Anyway.
My bad hip.
Thanks,
Carla, my hip. Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll tell you all about, you know, I had donuts for Dad last week?
Yeah.
Today it was muffins for mom. I think that's a little sexist, don't
you? Oh, it sounds kind of hot. I think that's a category.
Muffin tops.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. Yeah, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm still Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we pay tribute to two giants, Prince and Doris Roberts.
She's not that tall.
Actually, neither was Prince.
No. You know, I love her career, but you can't put them in the same category.
It is odd to be having them both together, but they both died.
Yes, but you made it odd.
You made it odd by pointing out that she wasn't tall. Neither was Prince, so neither really giants.
This is like this show. Could you just do a promo?
Yes, it is. It's still a great tribute. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a carton of T-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I love Harry's. You will, too.
The best.
It is really one of the best deals online that you can get. And everybody knows it's been in a drugstore that razors cost too much. It's ridiculous. It's why they keep them locked in behind a plexiglass case. Harry's has the best quality. I shaved with them this morning. Their German-engineered five-blade cartridges are the best. There's no burn. 100% guaranteed. A full refund if you're not happy. And the price is phenomenal. With no middleman, Harry's blades are half the price of the leading brands, plus convenience. They'll ship them right to your door with no more unlocking the plexiglass case, which is, I always thought was absurd.
I hate that exercise.
The whole reason they did it is because they're overpriced.
Yep.
And that's why the commodity of them became so ridiculous. Harry's has taken that out. The starter set is called the Truman. It's a great option and an amazing deal. Listen to this. A razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three five-blade German-engineered razors for just $15.
Wow.
And it gets better. Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. You go to harrys.com right now. That's HARRYS.com. And make sure to use the TMOS code so they know who sent you. It's $10. Get all that great shaving.
Can't miss.
$10, everybody. Do it today at harrys.com.
News.
Let me do that again. Thank you.
News.
How's that? Is that better? Thank you.
I like them both.
Is that too loud?
The second
one was dead on.
I like how Rob said, news.
Word has it that Prince didn't have a will when he died, and he wasn't married, and he didn't have kids, and his parents are dead. So it looks like his siblings would be next in line to inherit his fortune. He has a sister, Tyka, along with three half-brothers and two half-sisters. Under Minnesota law, half-siblings are considered equal to full siblings in cases like this.
I didn't know that.
Means that the family is going to get to share in his estate, which I suppose is legit.
I wonder, with no will, do they mention whether or not who has control over the distribution of music recorded but not released?
I have no clue.
Because legendarily, he has a huge vault of incomplete stuff. Mm.
There were two other half-siblings who died, so if they had kids, the kids would be entitled to the same equal share the parents would have gotten. The size of Prince's estate isn't clear either. Different reports put his net worth somewhere between $150 and $300 million, and there's a good chance that could grow another $100 million in the aftermath of his death because of that catalog you're talking about and the unreleased music, which everybody's excited about. I think there's too much hype on that. You hear about the vault. I don't know. You never know what
I heard a guy
that.
Interviewed today that actually did orchestral scoring for a
project.
Yeah,
that was a guy on the Today Show. Yeah. I watched the same thing.
And he said...
But he doesn't know.
But the fact is, if he went to the trouble to score it, that's a big, complete project that just never saw the light of day.
But no one really knows what happened. With
no,
that.
You're
I
right.
Hope. I hope so. I hope there's unreleased music.
It's just like our show. We have so many unreleased programs.
Yes.
The funny ones.
That's actually what the album's going to be called. Mike O'Mara's show, The Funny Ones. Tom Brady got some bad news yesterday. Just when it seemed like everyone had moved past that silly Deflategate insanity, federal appeals court has upheld and reinstated the NFL's four-game suspension. So Tom will have to accept the punishment unless he's able to take his nonsense to the Supreme Court. This nonsense, not his. Let's be honest, there's no way it's happening, but Tom saw this coming last month. He reworked his contract with the Patriots. It's complicated, but basically his salary for the upcoming year was reduced from $9 million to $1 million. In exchange, he got a $28 million signing bonus. That's no coincidence. Under the old deal, a four-game suspension would mean he'd have to forfeit $2.1 million. With the new terms, he's only losing $235,000. The league is only able to deduct from a player's salary, not any bonuses.
Ah.
Crafty.
That's a little crafty.
That's a pun,
get it?
You want the
Bob Crafty.
Oh, he has a blue shirt with a white collar. What a dick.
So what's interesting about that, look, I don't care really about Deflategate anymore, but... Mm. Technically, what he did isn't that cheating.
That's who. Yeah. That's why they get richer, man.
Yeah,
He went to the league minimum and said, "All right, how much could I reduce the actual hit here?"
Yeah, it's like selling a corporation to your wife for a dollar.
Because he's Tom Brady, he also can get the $28 million signing bonus. That's just because he's Tom Brady. Other players couldn't do that. There are a lot of reasons why Uber became successful. It's cheaper than a cab. You don't have to stand on the street or make a phone call to get one. I've used it probably four or five times in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. I love it. I really do. I love Uber. And all the payments are handled automatically. That's what you get in, you get out. But one of the absolute best things is that there was no tipping.
Oh, good.
Uber said the tip was built into the price. The whole thing was so refreshing and simple. Emphasis on was.
Ooh.
Of course.
Uh-oh.
Because now you'll probably have to start tipping your Uber drivers. Uber settled a lawsuit with its drivers on Sunday night, and one of the big results is that drivers are now allowed to accept tips.
Allowed to accept. That's different than like being, required, right?
I know. Well, tips are never required.
That's true.
I think it sucks. I think it takes the streamlined nature, the best part of Uber, hopping in and out and not having to think about it. You don't have to tip them, but don't forget the drivers get to rate you. After your ride.
Oh, that's right.
So if you don't tip and drivers keep giving you bad ratings, your score could drop so low that drivers might stop picking you up. That is suck with a capital S.
Yeah, go to Lyft. There was an episode of Girls, and one of the lines in Girls, I think recently, she was stranded in the outside of the New Jersey Turnpike.
Right.
And she said, "I call an Uber, but the drivers give me such low ratings that no one would ever pick me up."
So now you have to tip. Here's the Oscar. Is there a solution to this? I mean, can you build in a 10%?
Well, they'll ask you. So they'll. I imagine the app will prompt you what percentage of a tip you want to give. So right now at Starbucks downstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you use the app to purchase your coffee, it tells you how much you want to leave for a tip. Right. I traditionally, with cash, if I'm ever shot, I'll just give a tip if I have to.
Exactly.
But I really do come from a place that if you're delivering something for me, I know there's already a delivery fee built into it. I'll still tip you because I know that that's a
part
thankless
of the deal.
Job, right?
Yeah. But with Uber, the business model was the streamlined
nature. It's already
nature
expensive.
Of it.
It's not cheap.
Right.
So it's a service. I think that they shouldn't ding you if you're not tipping.
Yeah.
I think that, but they can now. So who knows what's going to happen with Uber.
Lyft doesn't take tips, so you can try Lyft then.
But, Mike, the thing is if they build the tipping into the app, it'll still be streamlined. It's still a financial bite.
Yeah, you just say
if
no.
They build it in.
If they build
we'll
it
keep
in.
Keep you posted on it. Erin Andrews has reached a settlement with the Marriott Hotel in her Peeping Tom lawsuit. The Sport Reporter's attorney, Randall Kennard. Hey,
how you doing,
CK? Tells E! News, the litigation is over. The terms of the settlement are confidential. Erin Andrews is satisfied with the settlement, and she was very courageous throughout the litigation. The lawsuit stems from that whole thing that went down, and they had the trial and all that stuff. So anyway, the guy that was doing this was sentenced to 30 months in prison, the guy that peeped through her keyhole.
Right.
Erin eventually sued the hotel for $75 million. In March, a jury reached a verdict in the highly publicized case, ruling that Barrett was 51% at fault and required him to pay out more than $28 million to Andrews. West End Hotel Partners, which owns and operates the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt University, was found to be 49% at fault and asked to pay out more than $26 million. However, the Dancing with the Stars co-host filed papers at the end of March claiming that the Nashville hotel owner and its operator should pay the total of $55 million. According to court documents obtained by the Tennessean, Andrews argued that the total that the hotel defendants are jointly and severely liable for the plaintiff's damages. So she settled out of court.
Okay.
It didn't have to go back to court, and she's got probably a hell of a payday.
Cash.
We don't know. Ricky Gervais was part of David Bowie's inner circle, and even he didn't know that the Thin White Duke was gravely ill. No one did. That's according to the British comedian. In an interview with BBC Radio, Gervais revealed he was in touch with Bowie prior to the singer's death on January 10th after a battle with cancer, but his poor health was never mentioned. This is a quote from Ricky Gervais. Mm-hmm. His death was a total surprise. I was emailing him 2 weeks before, so he must have known. He kept it from everyone. Bowie died at 69. And then Gervais goes on to say, what dignity. He was an amazing man. It was something for him and his family. Dignity to the end. Got to agree with that.
Love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love that.
100%, and I think that's fantastic. And now a little something-something for you boys. 28-year-old Austin Misiak was in a public pool at an apartment complex in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, my home state.
Hey, one of the people I hate most in this world is from Fort Walton Beach.
Really?
Yeah, the guy that fired me from my college station.
You gotta let it go.
I will not. He's totally bald now, too. I'm bald by choice.
Well, this was an apartment complex with a pool on a Saturday afternoon, and Austin Misiak and a woman were having sex in the pool.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
The woman hasn't been identified, but there were lots of kids around.
Oh, no.
So people asked them to stop.
Hey, would you do me a favor and stop it?
There's so much chlorine in this pool.
Austin did not take it well. He got out of the pool and chased the kids around trying to hit them. He really got into it with a 15-year-old girl, and when her boyfriend stepped in, Austin took a swing at him. Luckily, the kid dodged the punch and hit Austin twice before the cops got there.
Nice.
Austin was arrested for assault and lewd and lascivious behavior.
Sure.
All I can say, it sounds like another sticky situation in Florida.
Oh. Disgusting.
Oh, I don't like this pool, Mommy. That's nasty. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Ball and Rob Spiewak right here on the Black Calvera Show. Rip away.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
Thirsty. It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
Just for clarification.
Thank you, boys.
Yeah, new show posting today.
Yeah, old promo, new show.
Yes.
Very exciting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Pro Flowers. Yay. Moms have always been the experts on everything. They know it all. In fact, the only thing you can't get mom's expert advice about is what to get her for Mother's Day. I have a solution for you. No worries, my friend. Pro Flowers, Pro Flowers, Pro Flowers. Get mom 100 blooms with a free glass vase for only $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And you can upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Just go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS. Pro Flowers are guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days or your money back. There's no guesswork. They're phenomenal. They've always been phenomenal.
Oh, the best.
Just choose the delivery date, and ProFlowers will take care of all of the details. And there is nothing, to this day, there is nothing better to send anyone for any occasion. If it's your mom, if it's the mother of your children, if it's your wife, it's your girlfriend, ProFlowers are guaranteed. It's a no-brainer. Here's the only way to get 100 blooms with a free glass vase starting at just $19.99. Hit up ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Remember, ProFlowers.com, click the mic, TMOS. Remember, Mother's Day is next week. Please let me know if you get your ProFlowers.
Yes.
I'd love to see a picture of the blooms when they get to
Gorgeous.
Your mom. Order today. This offer expires Friday at midnight, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, April 26, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Try to keep you updated on stuff, Mike. Sometimes I slip up and I mess up and I want to make that right. There were supposed to be 6 winners this weekend. Mm. But there were 9.
Folks, it's Casimir the Crabson. It's now. It's time. The Sunday Funday Giveaway. I give you something for nothing. I give you something just for sharing these posts. Look, folks, I told you 6 winners today. I lied. 9 winners today. Boom! You can't beat that. Out here at the Crab Stand, we treat you right. We give it away to keep it. You help us, we help you. Everybody's a winner that comes here to the Crab Stand. Folks, if you want big crabs, I got the biggest crabs you've ever seen from here in Maryland. It doesn't get any better than that. Look at that sucker. Heavy, full, absolutely mustard packed. That's how we roll here at the Crab Stand. Austin, let's shut that thing down. Let's get back to work.
Mustard is poop.
Yeah, let's work
is
on that mustard.
Is mustard really
line.
Poop? Or
I
is
think it is.
What is the mustard?
I heard
what
that
is
growing
the,
up.
Yeah, that's
I,
what
I'll
I'm,
confirm.
Please do.
Can we
please
find
do.
Out what crab mustard is? Please?
Crab mustard. Mmm, boy.
Absolutely mustard packed.
Well, I love when Kaz has a big Sunday fun day. So thank you, Kaz, for posting
Very
that.
Excited.
We
yes.
talked about it yesterday. The girl that looks like looks like Ted Cruz is doing the porn tape, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, here's a little follow-up on that.
This is crazy. A woman who looks exactly like a female Ted Cruz has been asked to star in a porn movie. Yeah. So finally, a cure for your porn addiction.
So all that to say this, you revealed yesterday, Mike, her name was Cersei Hayes. And
yes.
I'm thinking, she's a lovely lady, and she must be well-spoken as well. So
I'm sure.
I found some tape of her.
Of Cersei?
Of Cersei. This is the lady that's doing, and she's only getting like $5,000, right, for the sex
yeah,
tape?
Yeah, and she wanted to buy something nice for her kids.
Yeah, it's $10,000, and she's getting $10,000
okay.
for the sex tape.
I
yeah.
have on a quick update.
Yeah, please.
I apologize for railroading you. It says, question, what is the yellow stuff inside cooked crab? Some people call it mustard. Is it fat?
Oh.
Answer, contrary to popular belief, the mustard, or the green gland, or tamale, is not fat. It's actually the crab's pancreas, a main component of the crab's digestive system.
So it's an organ? It's a liquefied organ?
I think so, but if it's digestive, it is shit.
Okay. Well, he might have a point there.
Mustard packed.
Mustard packed. Patrick Pooh.
Look at this crab. His pancreas is so big, there's no chance he's got diabetes.
This
he's got mustard hey, packed.
If it's the poo. That's another show. We'll
yeah.
have to discuss crab poo.
Yeah.
On another show. Because when you mentioned tamale in a lobster, I like the tamale that's in a lobster. Am I eating poo?
Maybe.
Or pancreas.
Pancreas.
Oh,
are you eating pancreas?
This is a lovely crab stew. I've cooked up some fresh pancreas. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, Boris Karloff. This is mustard packed.
That's mustard packed. That's not mustard. It's a pancreas. That's delicious. Thank you.
Here's the well-spoken and lovely Cersei Hayes, the
awesome.
Ted Cruz look-alike, the lady who's going to get $10,000 to bang her boyfriend for 6 minutes.
Are you Ted Cruz's sister?
No. I mean, you know, why all of a sudden, you know, if I am, you know, just saying, if I am, Mark, why is everybody just now saying or bringing him in my life?
Right, okay.
You know?
Right.
I mean, just saying. Okay. But in my eyes, I'm not. Why would everybody compare me to a president?
Right.
You know, being related to a president?
Right. Do you know who he is?
No, I never known him.
Never knew who he was.
No, the only one I've ever known of was Donald Trump. I never heard of Ted Cruz nowhere until y'all called me that day on the phone.
There it is. We're a little pressed for time, so I'll share tomorrow, the folks, your session for AT&T's disclaimer, Mike.
Very good.
So let us close with this. You actually get to hear Mike hit himself in the head. There is a tremendous, tremendous happening in the Massachusetts business news.
A man in Massachusetts is converting his funeral home into an ice cream parlor with the slogan, "A taste to die for." "Hey, that's our slogan," said Chipotle.
Mustard packed.
That's your magic audio vault, pancreas. Ooh. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
My God. That's it. Another Mike O'Meara show has come and gone. Hey, tomorrow's, what are we calling it?
Wide Open Wednesday.
Wide Open Wednesday tomorrow on the Mike O'Meara show. To join us for more fun and more thrills, if you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com. We may read it on Thursday. Don't forget to take our survey. Just click the banner ad at MikeO'MearaShow.com. It means a lot. We rely on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Mustard.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.